This is LaDonna Alvarado with Kinship Radio, and we are sure getting excited here at the ministry for our annual Day for Women as that approaches on May 3rd this year. And each year, of course, we have a guest speaker, we have lunch, lots of awesome giveaways and goodies, and of course, a great variety of mini sessions. And today, I have the joy of speaking to mini session leader, Christy Anderson. Christy, thanks so much for chatting with me today.
You're welcome.
Christy, your mini session reminds us ladies that our husbands are not a financial plan. Could you tell us a little bit about your expertise in finance?
So I am a certified Kingdom advisor and a certified financial planner. And I've been helping women and actually had my own business here for almost 19 years. My business focuses on helping women and providing them with financial planning and financial coaching and help them and educate them wherever they are in their financial lives. And prior to that, I spent 20 years in investment with a large investment firm here headquartered out of Minneapolis. So I have a lot of experience in investments, but most recently working, doing planning and coaching with women on their financial planning.
Yeah. Well, why do you think that talking to women and having them learn about finance is so important?
Well, I think one of the things I've found is that there, which kind of the topic, a husband is not a financial plan, that women have different financial planning needs than men do. There are things like they provide most of the caregiving, they live longer, they are tend to earn less than their male counterparts, only that is changing. But the intention is that women get married and you have kids and you kind of divide and conquer, and maybe he does the change the oil on the car and does the finances and you do the home things. And I find that women tend to not, they kind of delegate that part of their life. And I believe that we're all women are called to be responsible for their own stewardship. And so how can I help in that way?
Well, that is great. I think, Chris, you're going to make a great impact through your mini session. And what are you actually hoping for that your attendees will take away from their time with you?
If anyone is kind of unaware of the biblical principles around stewardship and how God owns it all and other principles in terms of giving, saving, so on, that they, maybe there's some that would be an aha in some of those areas, but also looking at their own situation personally, take away from the session that I can see where some of these things impact me or I haven't addressed or I don't know anything about, and they would walk away feeling that they, here's some areas that I want to research or look into for myself or make sure that I have covered. And then also that they would have resources that they could take away to do that further research, because it is, again, a mini session, so we're not going to get into everybody's individual situation and concern, but that there would be a lot of information and high-level topics that would give women pause and think about their own situation.
Well, it sounds like whoever signs up for this mini session with you, Chris, will walk out of there feeling empowered and educated. Thank you once again for chatting with me today, and we look forward to seeing you at our 16th annual Day for Women at Hosanna Lutheran Church in Mankato on May 3rd.
Great. Thank you. I'm excited too.